Hello everyone, I'm Christiana Correa, and today we're going to learn about whale sharks. Whale sharks are actually one of my favorite animals, so I can't wait to learn about them. Just so you guys know, I made an episode about sea turtles and sharks. Sharks and sea turtles. Anyways, whale sharks. A whale shark can grow to be more than twice the size of its cousin, the great white. The great white shark. While both are fish, they feed very differently. The whale shark has a huge mouth, up to 6 feet wide. It is located in the front of its head, not in the underside like the great white. Not like the great white shark. While it has teeth, the whale shark does not use them for eating. Instead, it feeds by holding up its mouth open as it swims, vacuuming all the plankton and through its gills. Gentle giants. Whale sharks are as big as a school bus, with a mouth as wide so you can swim in it. Though they have 300 rows of tiny teeth, they do not bite. The filter feeders are as gentle, so they can sometimes even let the divers hitch a ride. Oh my goodness. Their skin can be up to 4 inches, 10 centimeters, thick. And each shark has a unique checkerboard pattern of pale yellow spots and stripes that does not change with age. Whale sharks can live as long as 100 to 150 years. Wow. All the pictures that I've seen, they're like blue and white, but they're actually like brown and white, which I really don't care about the color, but they're so cute. Coral reefs off of Australia west coast attracting migrating whale sharks in March and April. Ooh, March, my birthday. When corals spawn during a full moon. Whoa, full moon. Wow. Anyways, long journeys. Following plankton booms, whale sharks travel thousands of miles each year. Though they can dive as deep as 200,300 feet. What the heck? Wow! They prefer to stay close to the surface. Whale sharks live in warm water on both sides of the equator. Favorite places are along the coastal reefs in the lagoons of coral of Western Australia, Central America, and islands in the Indian Ocean. Groups join on the coast of then migrate to Australia in November and December. Little known about their breeding habits, but females give birth to live young. They do not lay eggs. Sensors. The whale sharks have poor eyesight. Aww. Oh, I see their eye. Wow. It's like not really noticeable. But sensors that run along its body detect pressure changes, giving a backup of notification. Oh, cool. I wish I had that. But anyways, guys, that's all that I have for today about whale sharks. Thank you guys so much for watching my podcast. I love you guys so much. Bye. Hope you have a great day.